Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk. Today I'm joined by Charlie Stevenson, who is ECM analyst at SI Capital. How are you today, Charlie?
Hi, Zach. Yes, I'm good, thank you.
Right, we've had a bit of a pullback in gold, but I presume that from your perspective, it's only a hiccup. Is that right?
Yes, I think we've seen quite a few people wanting to jump onto short-term spikes in some of these other stocks that have been popping up. Things like airlines have been quite popular, but fundamentals of gold are still strong, and certainly over the next 6 months, I'm very bullish on the gold stocks. Actually, 6 months onwards, really.
I mean, the other thing I suppose is that, in a way, apart from gold going up, maybe because of the sort of the money spending of governments and uncertainty around COVID, it's actually been more of a year where almost every other metal has actually come forward, and it's been a story of, you know, maybe rare earths and base metals and things like that, really geared to maybe the economy and shortages in those particular metals that have come through.
Oh, definitely. Rare earths, specifically neodymium and praseodymium, they've been so, their production's been so focused in China that I feel us over in the West, we've completely ignored the fact that so many of our developing technologies are so reliant on it. And we only have a handful of projects out there that are producing or could be producing assets. It's going to be a mad rush to get new assets into production, so that's been looking fantastic. And I guess the same can be said for we're just seeing copper break through $7,000 dollars a ton, and $7,300 I think at the moment, which is looking very strong, and I think that's going to continue going up. Especially as for copper anyway, discoveries are down. We're spending more money on exploration, yet the amount of discoveries and economic large-scale discoveries really aren't coming to the surface.
All right, just a couple of stocks to look at today, just to give us a bit of something to sort of get our teeth into. One of the highlights of the year has been Pensana, and I think it's risen from below 20p. Well, that's where it started with the IPO, and is now near to 70. It's been a bit higher than that. What's the story there, and is there still the prospect of a re-rate?
Yeah, Pensana's been a fantastic story. Originally, it was ASX stocks. Now it's dual-listed over here in London. It's a pre-development project in Angola, supported by the Angolan Sovereign Wealth Fund, rare earth project, and they've got some very good fundamentals. They've got a large rare earth project with the material that it's a high grade neodymium, praseodymium, part of rare earth magnets. It's very sought after material, critical metal, really. But what's key about the Pensana Londojo project is it's on key operational infrastructure. It is 2 miles away from a railway that takes it straight to a deep sea port that can be shipped that material out. Now, since they came over to London, they not only have talked about the initial production of a rare earth concentrate, they then talked about producing what's called a rare earth carbonate, which has got a little bit more, it's going downstream. And now they're even talking about producing a rare earth oxide in a facility in the UK. So we're talking about a completely diversified producer away from China, the main producer of rare earths. And we're waiting for currently a bankable feasibility study, which will hopefully put out the true financials of this opportunity. And we're very bullish on Pensana. I think it's led by Paul Atherley. If anyone takes a chance to listen to some of his presentations, he knows his stuff, and I'm very much looking forward to seeing that project develop.
Right, I think the other thing was, I don't know whether it was in the wind or just a vague idea, but they're looking to, yes, I remember, they're looking to establish a rare earth processing facility in the UK, which would be quite a coup, wouldn't it?
Oh, quite. Yes, yeah, so they're looking at three different locations, and they have the Goodwood currently doing a feasibility study on how they would how they're going to go around doing that. Peak Resources also looked at doing such an operation up in Teesside a few years back. Now Peak have got an asset over in Tanzania, which is a little bit held up by the Tanzanian government. I know there's some news out about the Tanzanian government giving them license a few weeks back, I think it was, but I don't think there really has to be too much of a competition in these sorts of things, because really, when you look at how much rare earths are required for us to transition from a carbon-based society to a more green energy world, the amount of discoveries and producers out there is a fraction of what our needs are. So the UK being able to produce our own these critical metals is quite an amazing thing to be looking at.
So actually quite useful on a bigger scale. The other company that I think is interesting at the moment is Iron Ridge Resources. What's the situation there at the moment?
So Iron Ridge, they are currently carrying out a 50,000 metre drilling campaign at their Xarenu project. So they're really playing off the back of the strong gold thesis that's sitting there with this fiscal stimulus packages and the like. They've managed to pick up a fantastic project called Xarenu. It's 42 kilometres worth of strike there. And they found mineralization almost consistently along the whole length of it. Now, mineralization along these deposits and economic mineralization are two different things here. And they've managed to find, at the moment, they're working on three particular targets, which they're developing up as a resource. It looks fantastic. And like I was saying previously about copper being under the lack of discoveries coming out, Xarenu's keeps on building in size, and it's really turning into rather a impressive ore body. And they've only been drilling down to less than 200 meters, and these types of orogenic ore bodies continue down to depths, thousands of meters. So there's plenty of exploration upside on those guys, still in the very early stages of that particular project. And on the other side of the border in Ghana, so that one's in Ivory Coast in Ghana, they've got the Ewoyaa project, which has been put on hold. It's been slowed down because of the excitement at Xarenu. But it's a lithium asset, hard rock pegmatite, right by the coast. So it's got the operational infrastructure there. They've actually got asphalt road, it's probably less. It is about 5 minute drive from where the ore body, where the drill rigs were, when I was out there having a look around. And they've got a fantastic looking project there, doing more metallurgical work then, because it's a large spodumene crystal they have. These things are maybe the size of my foot. They're huge. It means that they can be processed easily, and they produce a fantastic concentrate, and are perfect for off-takers. So I'm really looking forward to that project developing as well.
Okay, well, we've got that's two solid-looking situations there for people to look at. In the meantime, Charlie Stevenson, ECM analyst at SI Capital, thank you very much indeed.
No, thank you very much, Zach.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.